SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve, and there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine, and my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Mesa Gharib. Mesa came to the United States from Egypt for school. Growing up in Egypt, Mesa and her family lived amongst violence and wars in the Middle East. She describes having to live in the dark in order to keep her home hidden from airbase bombings. Here's Mesa's story.
My name is Mesa Gharib, and I was born in Egypt in February 21, 1962. I am the youngest sibling in my family. We were five children, three elder boys and a girl, and then me. We had a lot of wars going on in Egypt in the past. It was 1973. We had like a big war in October 6. Most of my childhood, we were prepared how to protect ourselves. I lived most of my childhood in the dark, because if you turn on the lights, the aeroplanes will figure where you are and they start bombing you. It was not a happy childhood. This is why when I grow up, I finished my college and I get married, and we decided that we can move to achieve our American dream here. I was born in a place called El Mahalla, and then we moved to a place called Zagazig, which is like 50 miles away from Cairo, the capital. It is a crowded city. You know, it is a center for the government buildings and ministries. The education system in Egypt is mostly relying on memorization. Too much textbooks. But here in America, the school system is like a life experience. If you read like 5-6 books about what we are doing right now, it will not give you the hands-on or the visual or the true experience. But right now, we are learning together. We are doing something we will never forget in our life. But if you memorize from a book, someday you will forget. Culture-wise, there is a lot of difference between the culture here in America and the culture in Egypt. But for me, when I came here, I got used to the call for prayer in the streets when you grow up, and it is something you take it by default that you have to listen to the call of prayer 5 times a day. So when I come here, there is no call for prayers. You know, this is my culture, this is my religion, and I keep just standing next to the window and trying to listen if there is like a call for prayer. So it takes me like a few months to adjust that I am in a different place, I'm in a different culture, and I have to adjust. When I came to America, I was so scared. I was so scared from people. I was so scared to ride the bus by myself because I was so scared someone might do something bad to me. But by the time I figured out that people here in America is the same, nice, kind people like my neighbors in Egypt. They are all the same. People are all the same all over the world. The reason for coming here to the United States is education. Because I descended from upper middle class family, our main concern in this social level is education. This is the only investment you can put in. We came here, my husband was a PhD student in the University of Pittsburgh, so we all moved with him. I applied for work at the University of Pittsburgh, and I managed to be lab manager. For my kids, it was very, very, very good chance for them to get better education than they can get over there in Egypt. In my free time, I always have plans to do volunteering work. I go to my congregation, and I used to be the principal of the Sunday school. We had a lot of activities over the Islamic Center. My plans for the future is finish my kids' education. This is the first important thing for me. This is the main reason I came here to America. I want to make sure that they have good position and they get married and they have children. And I can't wait to see my grandchildren grow up here as a first generation American citizen. My advice is just try to adjust yourself very fast. Don't take much time to do the adjustment and enjoy all the positive aspects you are living in.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Courtney, Maddie, Sophia, and Fox from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.